Hey, Roger and James here, from the Disc Gaming Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Spider-Man at E3. There was a big presentation on a number of things with the Sony PlayStation. There was also some extra videos still out. It was on, people were able to play it on the floor. And it was kind of one of the standout games of E3. Definitely the one I was, between that and Kingdom Hearts, that for E3, there was just a push between the two of them. E3 as a whole was a bit of an odd thing. Kind of slightly different topic, but there was a lot announced, but there wasn't really a lot announced either. Spider-Man 3, we knew beforehand, is coming out in September. You know, we're only about, 3 months away. So they were very much showing off gameplay, how it's running, the spider, swinging around. And I have heard nothing but good things from everything I've watched and seen. It just seems to be hitting that mark of, this looks to be like, this could be the one of the big epic games, or it's definitely going to be the Disney video game of the year for us.
Well, there's only two to pick from. Exactly. So having said that, yeah, of course there's only two of them to pick from, but this one does look like it's going to be a lot of fun. They showed off, the web swinging mechanics, which is just a single button press, which is good. I know that they've had a version, one of the old Amazing Spider-Man tours, where it was alternating triggers. I prefer the single button. The combat is very reminiscent of Batman Arkham series or the Assassin's Creed game, which is great. They showed off some of the technology things. I think there was one I was watching, I want to say Treehouse, but I know that's the Nintendo version of it. Anyway, where they were doing the talk after the E3 presentation, and he threw like a grenade web at the wall, and then it shot out a web and grabbed someone and slammed him into the wall, and I thought that was great. So they showed off a lot of really cool stuff. I'm super excited for the game. E3 came out and they did what they needed to with the title. Having said that, I do have a couple of concerns. The main one being, the city seems very empty. Obviously, when you're up high, that's just going to be the case. You're not interacting with people. But it seemed like there was a lot of space, just empty space, in between the various events that were going on around the city. I don't know if that was simply because it was the E3 demo and they wanted very distinct things and they didn't want people distracted by collectibles and side missions or whatever. But I kind of hope that's the case. But there was definitely this feeling like, you need to get from here to here to here, and there's not much in between them.
There is the one thing with those collectibles and stuff. I think we've got used to seeing it in games, but I actually would prefer if collectibles are in chests or boxes or hidden somewhere, rather than a great big flashing logo in the middle of between two skyscrapers that you've got to swing through, because it kind of pulls you out of the realism that you're actually, that's not real. I mean, I know Spider-Man's not real, but it's that thing of when you have massive icons and orbs or things to collect, there's that thing of like, that's not really how it works in anything. It's just become a video game thing of, so I hope that it might actually be, they leave it open and things that you've got to collect are a little bit more realistic.
Oh, I'm fine with that completely. I agree. There is something very odd about, swinging between buildings and there is an Oscorp logo right there or a spider serum or something like that. But having said that, I still want there to be stuff to do in between, whatnot. Or even as you're swinging along, all of a sudden you just hear a woman yell out, "Help, help!" Yeah. And, you have to swing down and beat up the bad guy who's stealing her purse or, what other cliche thing superheroes do. Or maybe the old lady is beating up the mugger and the mugger's calling for help. Yeah. I don't know, whichever. I'm fine with either.
It's just that kind of thing of, I think they did a strong, because I think there was a lot of talk before the game, before E3 of, they were not seeing a lot of gameplay. A lot of big sites and stuff saying, it's a game of they're doing it. When you start hearing all the big players all talking about how much they enjoyed it and how it feels right and how, they're excited for it, I kind of just kind of go, this is one of PlayStation's big hits. This is going to be one of their big pushes for the year. I mean, they only showed, 4 or 5 major games for the next 12 months plus, and Spider-Man was one of their key ones that they are pushing as a strong platform seller.
Absolutely. And it's going to be just a major game release for this entire year. I also like it's coming out in September, which means that there's plenty of time for people who say maybe want to wait, get it around Black Friday or Christmas, that because the price drops will happen well before then. I am a little concerned with its general release window, because there's actually quite a few games coming out right around then. For myself personally, Dragon Quest XI is only a couple days before that. I know that's not your game, you know, JRPG. That's a straight-up classic JRPG. But then Shadow of the Tomb Raider is the week after that as well, which is... I'm probably going to hold off on Shadow because I haven't finished Rise of the Tomb Raider yet, and I, with the schedule coming up, I doubt I'll beat it. So it can wait, but I know there are people who will have a hard time picking between those, and I know that those are the ones that I'm looking at, and I don't have the actual schedule in front of me. I only have my schedule in front of me, but there are other games coming in that window. World of Warcraft has a major expansion coming out in the same time frame. I know that it's not the powerhouse it used to be, but it's still a pretty major thing. So there's a lot coming out in that time period.
Yeah, see, my thought was going straight to Assassin's Creed, the Odyssey one coming out October. So for me, I was like going, oh, well, I've got a whole of September for Spider-Man. And then he said Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I go, oh, I forgot that one. That's another one.
Right.
And then it's going to be, you got Hitman 2, I got Red Dead Redemption, we've got Super Smash Brothers, and it's going to be, I mean, it's looking like it's going to be a nice solid winter of games. And it kind of feels like Spider-Man is almost like the start of the season. That's kind of,
I think the start of the season is really going to depend on, you know, what you're in for. I think World of Warcraft in August is going to be the start for a lot of people. But between Dragon Quest, Spider-Man, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider, middle of September is really when the season kicks into high gear. So I know I've got a ton of games I need to just plow through before we get to this, because once September hits, it's going to be all these games coming out, and they're going to be... Jeez, I need to get through the Kingdom Hearts games before that comes out. And that's not even coming out until January.
I forgot Kingdom Hearts 2 that I have to try, because I just ordered two new Switch games, Toad Tracker and Crash Bandicoot things. Of like, I might cancel one of them, because I just remembered I need to finish off Kingdom Hearts 2, and if I don't get it done in July, then it's just like, oh yes, there's a lot of stuff coming. Thing I think with like Spider-Man, of just it's going to be a strong one. This E3 really showed off Spider-Man as being a very strong title, one of PlayStation's core ones for the year. And I think the Marvel guys really did were able to push that this was a very strong title and one to watch. It's that kind of weird thing. They were able to back it up, and I think that was because there were little worries people were having beforehand of it being, you know, is it actually any good? Does it play all right? That's all seemed to have gone now. The story mode looks great. I mean, that trailer where you saw all the villains, that looked interesting, looked very well done. You know, it just looks a lot of fun. It just looks like it's going to be a good, solid comic book caper.
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably the comic book game that we've been waiting a couple of years for, at the very least. If not to back Batman Arkham Knight, then perhaps a little bit farther back, because Arkham Knight did have a lukewarm response. I enjoyed it, but it did have a lukewarm response. And I played it on PC, which was not the ideal way to play that one.
Now we just gotta wait for whatever Rocksteady are doing.
Huh?
And now we're just going to wait to see what Rocksteady are doing, because they've still not announced.
We do.
Yes.
They still haven't announced anything, so.
No. I think Spider-Man is going to be good. I think, obviously, you know, we've got the collector's edition. I'm not going to bother with that. I'm probably just going to flat out digital do it. I know you can get, like, the theme and stuff. It's that thing of, you know, there is going to be some extra DLC as well, of some extra things, so which is pushing me slightly more towards digital, because it's just easier. It's a little bit cheaper to get physical, but it always gets me with it's like they're all like a pre-order now or digital, like, but I have to pay for it now up front 3 months before it comes out, and I can digitally just buy it the day before or day before, and it'll download. I don't quite get the point of digitally buying. They're not going to sell out. It's just like, and it's not downloading until the week of the game. So I do, if you are digitally, it's like, at least with Hitman 2, you're at least getting something now you can play. You can kind of say that that's maybe not quite so bad, but yeah, that was the odd thing. But there's lots of different options stuff. I mean, but it does look like it's going to be a pretty, and there's lots of costumes and extras and stuff. I think this one's going to be a top hit for the winter season.
Yeah, and it's the costumes I'm actually interested in, because I have to admit that even though we've known about that costume for a while, the big white spider on his outfit really isn't doing it for me. So I'm looking forward to popping him into a different outfit as soon as I can, pretty much.
Definitely looking good. I think from E3 as a whole, lots of different presentations and stuff come in. A few games caught my eye. The new other big Sony one, which is like the Japanese
thing. Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, that Sucker Punch are working on. That was something that's caught my eye. On a whole, nothing. There wasn't really a lot of surprises. I think those kind of days are long gone between leaks and companies. I'll be honest, Nintendo kind of slightly disappointed me, because I'm going to get Smash. I've never played Smash, so 30 minutes on Smash seemed a little bit like, is there anything else? I want something a bit more epic than this. There wasn't really any big surprises from the Disney point side of things. Lots of Kingdom Hearts stuff, but we kind of did a lot of that last week. And that was it, really. There was no real... I didn't really leave thinking, okay, there's a lot of stuff here that we didn't already really know about.
We knew about a lot of it. A lot of it was just additional details. The only game I can recall looking at and going, I did not know this game existed, and now I wish I knew more about it, was The Legend of Zelda clone on, I guess it'll be PC and Xbox, called Tunic, which is an old-school Legend of Zelda-style game, but starring a fox and very stylized art style. I actually want to know more about that. And the other one was actually Starlink, which is a game we knew about. Let's leave the toys aside on this one. It is the Skylanders Disney Infinity-esque game. They have confirmed that you don't actually have to buy the toys, that everything is achievable in the game, so you don't have to worry about a closet full of figures that you're never going to touch again. Having said that, them announcing the Star Fox edition for Nintendo Switch, I was like, I need that R-Wing.
I want that R-Wing. Can't help I'm going feel to get like that. The Star Fox announcement just pretty much just flooded everybody over to the Nintendo version if you were on the fence. That definitely caught my eye. Yeah, Nintendo were a bit of an odd one. There wasn't really... The trouble is with Nintendo is they could do a Direct next week and announce a whole load of stuff, because they don't do E3 the same way that every other company does. I did think Microsoft had a very good showcase. I thought that their actual presentation was probably the best out of it. Half of the stuff is also on PlayStation 4. And, you know, they've announced, like, Ninja Theory, they who made Disney, helped make Disney Infinity, they're now owned by Microsoft. So that's always interesting to see what they're doing with that. And they're definitely ramping up what they're doing. I think they've realized that they need a little bit more out there. So I think Xbox did all right. The PlayStation conference was actually, with the Spider-Man stuff, I actually thought the conference itself was very bad. People saying, oh, well, it got, you know, there was some people going, oh, it was the best show. It's like, take off some of the trailers. The actual presentation itself was poor. You know, it was not, it did not come across like the biggest company in the world. That came across very weakish. And some of the games they showed off, like that Death Stranding, like, I don't get it. And Last of Us, I haven't played the first one. So that was a bit lost on me. At least with Xbox, they kind of, I love the fake out on the Gears of War Funko game, which kind
that
of
that was odd.
I love it. But they at least they knew what they were doing. They knew they were playing everybody.
That's right. There was that Command and Conquer game
that
they announced. I was watching that trailer. I'm like, this is Command and Conquer. Why have they not said it's Command and Conquer? And then they, oh yeah, it's Command and Conquer. And it was just like, but this isn't what we want.
No.
We don't want a mobile Command and Conquer. We want a proper one.
Oh, that was EA.
That was not Microsoft or Sony. That was EA. And just like very tone deaf to what their audience wanted. But if we're talking about the conferences themselves, like you mentioned, yeah, the Sony one was cringy as heck. Again, we're not talking about the trailers. We're talking about the presentation with them doing their kind of like pundit political news style for people sitting at a table talking about stuff. And then
I think as a whole, the presentation was a little bit fuzzy, but at least I had Spider-Man in there, so that's kind of the major thing there. But anyway, guys, I'd love to know what you guys thought of the Spider-Man presence at E3, and as E3 as a whole, I'd love to know what you guys think. Get in touch with us on social media or in the comments below. Find us over at DiskKingdom.com or the different platforms as well. Follow us and keep up with the latest of what we're doing. James, where can you find you?
I can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
Okay. On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.